So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Rob Stafford anchors the NBC 5 News at 5, 6, and 10, and he has a very interesting documentary out now. And this is about a mystery, and it concerns a missing Aurora boy, and it's been more than 10 years now, hasn't it, Rob? And do some people think that this boy may still be alive?
The family is very convinced of that, Bob. They're emphatic about it. Others have different opinions, and this is a one-hour documentary we've been working on for a long time. It's told in a Dateline style with lots of twists and turns. But for those who've never seen or heard about this story, it will play like a regular Dateline. For those who already know something about this story, I guarantee you'll find out things you did not know.
Yeah, the boy's name is Timothy Pitson.
Timothy Pitson. He is 6 years old. It all started back on May 11th, 2011, 7:45 in the morning. His dad, Jim Pitson, drops him off at Greenman Elementary. His wife, Amy Pitson, he drops her off at work. This is their routine, not far from the school. He comes back. It's a half-day kindergarten to pick up his son 2 hours later, and the school says, "What are you doing here? Your son was picked up 45 minutes after you dropped him off." And they said, "Your wife picked him up." And she said there was a family emergency. And it was 3 days in May, 11 years ago, that Bob, you may remember, but I mean, everybody was sort of, what happened to this little boy? And and mom was found dead in a motel room in Rockford on about 4 days after that. And Tim gets a knock at the door and said she left a note. It was a suicide. And she left in her suicide note saying that Timothy is with people who will take good care of him, but you will never find him again.
Are police still investigating this case? Is it a cold case? What's happening with that?
It's a cold case. It's still, you know, an open investigation. There have been a lot of twists and turns. One of the big twists, as you may remember, a couple of years ago, it was breaking news moment, just a huge day in Chicago, that Timothy Pitson had been found. And there was a young man that turned up on the border of Kentucky and Ohio, found in the street, saying, "I've been held against my will by these two guys. I just escaped. I've been trafficked for years." And that is one of the big twists. Turns out it was not him, and just devastating for the family, who's just been through so much. I mean, we went out. Jim Pitson now lives in Iowa, where he grew up, in Clinton, Iowa. He doesn't give very many interviews, and my interview is probably 3 hours with him, just to go through everything from start to finish. Learned a lot about his wife that I didn't know. His house is just sort of a tribute to his son. You go in, there are just pictures of his son everywhere. It's kind of frozen in time.
He'd be what, like 18 now, right? Timothy would be?
He would be. Yep. Yes. He would have had his golden birthday was on October 18th. So he just would have turned 18. And there are age progression photographs. We work with the Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Got a lot of access to this case, and we've retraced every step that Amy Pitson took before the suicide. We talked to Skip Palanek, who's a scientist in Elgin at MicroTrace, who analyzed the soil and grass found underneath her SUV where she was, what she was driving for those days back in May. And we did find there is something interesting, Bob, and there's a lot of people looked into this. There's a particular mineral on the vehicle that's very specific to a certain area in Illinois near the Iowa border. You know, what happened in that area, the police have not been able to, they've never found him. The family's convinced that Amy arranged a secret adoption and took Timothy and met with people and handed him off. You know, others think that he's deceased. So we go through it all and kind of look at every aspect of the case. And it's really quite a tale. At the heart of it, you know, obviously a tragedy for this family, but they look at it as a story of hope because they're convinced they'll find him someday.
And it's a one-hour documentary. The premiere is after Thanksgiving, isn't it, Rob?
Yeah, well, it's you can see it right now on NBCChicago.com/Pittson. If you want to see it on the bigger screen, starting this Sunday, December 4th, it's going to air every night at 7 o'clock all the way for a week till December 4th on the NBC Chicago News, our streaming channel, which you can find on Roku, Samsung TV, and Peacock, NBC Chicago News.
And if you get the voice-activated remote, if you say Pittson, it's P-I-T-Z-E-N, you'll probably be able to find it, right?
Yes, that is the best way to do it.
Hour-long documentary.
Yep, and hopefully one of these days there's a resolution. That's what the family hopes.
Yeah, well, I think your documentary will probably spark a lot of renewed interest in this. Now, before we let you go, Rob, are you wearing a tie now, by the way, for this interview?
I am not. I don't think I'm going to tell you what I am wearing, Bob. But
no,
I
don't want. Thank you for that. All right. No. So look what you started there. Now there's nobody on the news on NBC5, at least the earlier cast, wears a tie. Everybody is casual now. How's that working out?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I led the way on that, Bob. And I'm not sure I want to be remembered for that, but I've gotten a lot of email about it, Bob. Not all of it's good.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of people that want to turn on the news and see the guy with a tie.
Yeah, they might get used to it though. Yeah. But let me give you a tip. Let me give you a tip.
Yes.
And, you know, far from me, I don't know anything about anything, as you know, but I think you got to go.
Even less.
I think you got to go with the solid color or pattern shirts, because if you just wear the white shirt with no tie, it looks like, here's a guy who just forgot his tie. Something's missing. But if you go with the pattern or the solid color, then it looks like the wardrobe is intended to be that way.
You know, I think I was doing that for the last time we spoke for a couple of weeks, but I don't have that. I have so many white shirts, Bob, that this week I think I've worn a white shirt every day. But I maybe I have to buy some more shirts.
Yeah, go shopping. You know?
Yeah, well, I think it's Black Friday on Friday, right? Maybe somebody's listening who knows me, and they'll get me some shirts.
Rob Stafford, NBC5 News, and we'll be watching the Pittson documentary. It's a fascinating story. What a mystery. And check it out. Out at the various places you can watch it that Rob mentioned. It's everywhere. Any channel connected to NBC, you'll probably find it. Good talking to you, Rob.
That's the best way.
Have a great holiday.
Thanksgiving, Bob. You too, man.
Take care.